welcome to Jetstream. This is episode 16 of the podcast from Wellington College International. My name's Chris Wolfe. I have the excellent job of supporting, connecting and growing our fabulous education network. It's a real privilege today to welcome James Dahl back to Jetstream. You will know him, of course, as the 15th Master of Wellington College. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, Chris. Hope you're well.
Very well indeed. Very well. Great to talk to you. So James was last on the podcast, as avid listeners will remember, back in September, having attended the grand opening of Wellington College in Pune. This time, James is back from his latest whirlwind world tour of Wellington, taking in a number of schools in a very short space of time. James, tell us more.
Whirlwind is absolutely the word, Chris. It was brilliant. I flew into Shanghai. And in the first 3 days of my trip, visited three different cities and five different schools, from the literally straight from the airport to the early years center in Shanghai, where they have the international early years and the Huili, the bilingual early years, in the same building, but beautifully designed for the local regulations. And then having been inspired by what excellence looks like in early years, I then was whipped up to Wellington College International in Shanghai. And when I was last in Shanghai back in June 2019, the school was magnificent, but the surrounding area, which I think is called Changtang, if I've pronounced that correctly, was yet to be built. And oh my goodness me, it's been built, and it is utterly remarkable. The school was in rude health. I met our partner Joy, and we had an hour together to talk about the ongoing development of our relationships across the Wellington College Education family of schools and network. Then I had a wonderful tour with Brendan, the master there, and I also saw the remarkable end of school minibus departure, because they have, I can't remember how many it is, something like 40, 50, 60 school buses there, and they, as they all bomb burst away. I mean, it was remarkable. I didn't sleep for the first 36 hours of the trip, but I was just utterly inspired by everything I saw in Shanghai. The next day, woke up and we took a car down to Hangzhou, which is about a 3-hour drive away. And we visited on one site there, the remarkable international school, which is now fully built. It hadn't been fully built the last time I was there in 2019. Remarkable design and structure and people. And I even bumped into some goats, Chris. I don't know if you're aware about of the goats.
I love the goats. Yeah, Piper, I believe, is the name of one of the goats. Not quite as friendly as they should be. The horns are quite sharp, is my warning about Piper the goat. But I'm pleased you met Piper as well.
So, yeah, apparently when they first got goats there, it was a mummy goat and a daddy goat. And then they ended up with baby goats as well. So now there's just two female goats there.
Yeah, very sensible.
It is remarkable. I mean, Kath, who is the master there. So I met Kath. I had a tour of all the schools. I had lunch with a number of the sixth formers there who were so eloquent. And it was clear that the power of this sort of collaboration between a bilingual school and an international school that's following those straightforward international curriculum the children were benefiting from it hugely. Hangzhou is a city that not many people have heard of, but it is the home of Alibaba, that great Chinese edtech firm. It is the it's a city of over 10 million people. It has a remarkable center and it's just so vibrant. And so that was a lot of fun. And then we got up the next day and we drove 3 hours up to Nantong, which is a city north of Shanghai, for the latest Huili school, which had been opened there and fully built, particularly with the focus on boarding. And they haven't quite filled the boarding houses yet, because it's only in its first couple of years. But Simon, who's the master there, showed me around. Again, I met two gorgeous young Wellingtonians there, a boy who'd come from around the world and had last been living in Brazil and was now in Hangzhou, but also a girl from Hangzhou who'd been in the Chinese education system and won a scholarship to go to the school in Nantong. And it was so powerful to see all of the core elements of a Wellington College education. You know, that focus on academic excellence, the focus on values, the focus on character development through engagement with activities out of the school, you know, collaborative learning. It's all there. And that was finished off with a whole series of governors meeting and a get together, a party for all of the governors and masters and leaders of all of the Wellington College China schools in the evening. You know, it felt like I'd been in China for 3 weeks. I'd been there for 72 hours. And then the next day we flew to Singapore. So the reason we were in Singapore was because we were about to open a school in Indonesia. And our partner for our schools in Indonesia and hopefully the schools that will come online in Singapore and Malaysia in due course, Mr. Peter Lim, he's based in Singapore. So I had a wonderful 2-hour breakfast meeting with Peter, where he talked about why he was interested in education, his own educational story, his philanthropic work in healthcare and in schools, and then also his vision for this sort of satellite network of junior schools around Singapore and Indonesia and Malaysia, and his vision to create this remarkable senior school, which would be on a big campus, so sort of be akin to Wellington here in the UK, which would be the obvious senior school to which all of these sort of feeders. It felt very much like the sort of British prep school senior school system. But, you know, he was so engaging, so entertaining, and had such a clear vision for what he wanted to achieve. It was wonderful to connect with Peter because I've never met him before. And then after a whirlwind 48 hours in Singapore, we then got on the plane and flew to Bangkok for the last 2 days of the tour. And I spent an entire day in the school in Bangkok looking at the junior school and then heading over to the senior school. Again, when I was there in 2019, the junior school was there, but the senior school hadn't been built. So it was brilliant to see this remarkable facility, to meet so many pupils who, again, were just delightful. The Year 11s who've just done their GCSEs, the first cohort of Bangkok Wellingtonians to do their GCSEs. I reconnected with Gam Yui and Chivan, who were the two Year 10 students who'd been on exchange at Wellington in the UK and had attended Speech Day just a few weeks earlier. So it's brilliant to see them. And I bumped into Dominic Atherton. So Dom Atherton was a sixth former in the Picton when I first arrived at Wellington all those years ago, son of Mr. and Mrs. Atherton, who both work here. And he is out in Thailand and is working at the school as a maths teacher. It was joyful to see him relishing life within a busy school like Wellington Bangkok. And it was also brilliant to hear how well loved he is by the students and the staff there, and just another example of the power of the Wellington network to see old Wellingtonians from here in the UK working in Wellington colleges around the world, teaching maths to Wellingtonians in Bangkok who've been on exchange to Wellington College here in Crowthorne. You know, just the power and potential of our network was just brought to life in those interactions. You know, following a lovely dinner with Prow and Chan, our wonderful partners in Thailand, that evening, we got up the next morning, got on a plane, and I came home straight into a governor's meeting here in Crowthorne. So it was whirlwind, but it was brilliant, and I'm so pleased that I went.
It sounds absolutely exhausting just listening to it, let alone actually going through it. And I think you also caught up with an OW in downtown Bangkok as well.
Oh, my goodness me. So Jeeves Fatanatham, who was head of house in the Talbot a couple of years ago, and is currently at university in London reading biochemistry at KCL, I think, he had seen one of my social media posts that I was out in China, Indonesia and Bangkok. And he reached out, he emailed me and said, I'm coming back to Bangkok. We must meet up. So he popped by to the Grand Hyatt Hotel where I was staying. And of course, Juice then tells me that, you know, his family are very good family friends with the people who run the Grand Hyatt, and that he'd, you know, basically grown up in the lobby of the hotel, and that they come to the hotel for Christmas lunch every year because the Grand Hyatt's the only place you can get roast turkey in Bangkok on December the 25th. So, but Juice was and is just a wonderful human being. He was head boy at Eagle House, soon to be Wellington College Prep, of course, now that news is out in the open, and had a sparkling career here at the college, and actually is being used by Wellington College Bangkok. I think he goes back to the school there and actually speaks in Thai, but as an old Wellingtonian from the school here in the UK, to the parents there, and talks about the power of the Wellington network, Welly Connect, universities, how to apply, gap years, all of that. So again, just another great example of how the Wellington College Education Network allows us all to benefit and be better as a result of being part of that network. And so, yeah, it was Juices, that is the nicest guy in the world. So it was lovely to see you.
Sounds fantastic. You mentioned the Wellington College Education Network, which is now 10 schools, including the schools here in the UK, Wellington College Prep, yeah, and the college here. How does the family of schools enrich the sort of the global outlook of Wellingtonians here in Crowthorne and around the world, knowing that they're part of that network of students with the same values and the same ethos and the same name?
Yeah, well, I hope it will. That will grow more and more in the years to come, Chris. We are. I mean, COVID got in the way a little bit. I did my last world tour in June 2019, just before becoming master. And one of the reasons I did that world tour was because I wanted to build connections with and get to know all of the teams across all of the different schools, so that we could find more and more opportunities for not just Wellingtonians here in Crowthorne, but Wellingtonians across the entire family of schools to be able to plug into that network and benefit from those global opportunities and the opportunities of collaborating, working together online or in person. And then, of course, COVID came along. It stopped everything for 2 or 3 years. So part of the reason why I went on this world tour was I think, to press the reset button on that. And you know, not for this conversation today, but we've just had our first conference of the Wellington College Education Network with all of the business partners and all of the masters of all of our schools around the world, everyone in one room to talk about how can we do this better, what more can we do in order that all of our students benefit from you know, the wonderful global perspective that being part of this incredible family of schools can offer. So I suspect in Duke we'll have more exchanges. I talked about the exchanges before. We'll have more connections, staff to staff, student to student. We'll probably have more, or I'm very keen that we have more opportunities for whether it's dramatists or musicians or sporting Wellingtonians to connect and compete and with each other, you know, around the world, because you know, the world of tomorrow is not getting, despite the geopolitical situation in the world at the moment, the world of tomorrow requires our young people to be able to connect with and serve and lead transnationally, transregionally, cross-culturally, to build those bridges that will help strengthen a united world rather than build walls between us. And you know, that vision, that mission for the entire Wellington College Education Network is shared by all of our partners. Yeah, watch this space. I think, and in the next couple of years, you know, we've made a good start in the last couple of years, but with your help, Chris, energizing the network, with obviously Sir Anthony Selden coming on board as the founding director of WCE, and with this sort of shared vision that we all have, to maximise the benefit of the network for the, you know, for our young people. I think there's going to be some exciting things around the corner.
It sounds like the absolutely ideal way of bringing the purpose statement of pioneering education to serve and help shape a better world to life in a way that wouldn't otherwise be possible as well.
Very much so. I mean, the last word of that purpose statement, the world, you know, the world needs fantastic young people going into lead organizations to help solve some of the existential crises that we have, and that requires working together, and it does. The Wellington College Education Network is possibly the primary vehicle by which we can bring that purpose statement to life, so yeah,
Really exciting time. Now I'm just thinking about your next steps and your next world tour. I think last night you mentioned the conference. You were talking to our new head in Jakarta, so I'm assuming that's your next destination.
Well, I think I may or may not have said to Christine, who's wonderful, by the way. So she's joining us to run the school in Jakarta from Shanghai, not Wellington, Shanghai. She's at one of the Dulwich schools in Shanghai at the moment, and has had a very, very happy and productive 8 years there. But she's super excited about going to a new region and opening a new school with all of the challenges but joys that bring. And I think I may, over my second glass of wine over dinner, have said, oh, I'll definitely come out and see you in 2025. And of course, I didn't get to Tianjin on my trip this year to China. And of course, listeners may not be aware, but that our international school in Tianjin was the very first international school that opened back in 2011. It's a wonderful school and is a very high achieving school at the moment. And so maybe a sort of trip to Tianjin and then head down to Jakarta. And I might even have to put a couple of days in Bali and go surfing. I'll be back to Crowthorne to pick up my day job at this end. But yeah,
that sounds like an excellent trip, and very much the same as your most recent one and the one before to Pune. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk us through that this afternoon, and I'll look forward to your next appearance on Jetstream with an update in the new academic year. But thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you, Chris. Take care and have a great summer, everyone.